USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden may not be getting the support from Democrats he's hoping for to pass the debt deal he's made in principle with House Republicans.
The chairwoman of the House Progressive Caucus says her group may not be willing to support the debt ceiling bill.
I'm not a big fan of in principle or frameworks. That's always, a problem if you can't see the exact legislative text. And we're all trying to wade through spin right now.
Democrat Pramila Jayapal telling CNN's State of the Union that from what she's hearing, the bill doesn't cut the deficit or spending. I'm John Schaefer.
Another Democrat is undecided about the debt ceiling bill expected to go to Congress this week. Congressman Jim Himes from Connecticut said on Fox News Sunday that none of the things in the bill are Democratic priorities. Despite that, Himes said the bill still might get enough Democratic support to pass. About 37 million people are hitting the highways this holiday weekend, up 6% from last Memorial Day, and AAA says partly because cheaper gas. A gallon of regular is down by more than a dollar from this time last year. Another Republican could be adding their name to the running for the White House.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid. The 66-year-old is in his second term in office. A major announcement is planned next week in Fargo. Burgum expressed concern about the country's political polarization during a recent interview, saying 60% of Americans are part of what he called the silent majority that is not well represented. He joins a list of a half dozen Republicans who have declared their candidacy, including three other former or current state governors. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Henry Kissinger, the iconic diplomat who served as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State to two presidents, celebrating his 100th birthday this weekend. He was born in Germany on May 27, 1923. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Police are looking into last night's shooting inside a Garden Grove, California restaurant. Emergency crews found two people suffering from wounds and took them to the hospital in unknown condition. A third person was hospitalized with an apparent head injury. No arrests have been made. A bill that would ban diversity hiring programs at Texas colleges and universities appears to be headed to Governor Abbott's desk. Texas House and Senate leaders reached an agreement yesterday, and the bill is expected to be approved by both chambers. Abbott said earlier this year that he supports diversity in hiring, but he claims that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs have become political. The NAACP is against the legislation. One California police agency is getting a dog that never eats or sleeps.
The Los Angeles City Council is approving a robot dog to be used by the Los Angeles Police Department. The quadrupled unmanned ground vehicle, called Spot, is manufactured by Boston Dynamics and is valued at roughly $280,000. LAPD representatives say the device will be used in SWAT or hazardous material situations and will also be used for search and rescue operations. I'm Lance Pry.
After starting the series with a 3-game deficit, the Boston Celtics are forcing Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Boston Celtics won thriller against the Heat in Miami 104-103 Saturday after starting the series with a 3-game deficit. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.